Pan Macmillan South Africa proudly presents Genius, How to Thrive at the Edge of Chaos. Written and narrated by Bruce Whitfield. Setting the scene. There was a time when South Africa was a critical cog in the complex machinery of global commerce. By virtue of its location on the southern tip of Africa, its geography gifted the country with a role in a system of trade that shaped the modern world. The Cape of Good Hope was a strategic, life-saving stop-off point between Europe and Asia that not only enabled global trade, but also played a critical role in leapfrogging global commerce and human development. It's hard to imagine now that South Africa ever played that role. For about 200 years, it was the halfway point to almost everywhere, thanks to its location on the most valuable trade route in the world. Europe's insatiable quest for spices drove commerce along its shores for hundreds of years. There was a time when spices were amongst the most valuable commodities on Earth. Nutmeg, now a mere dusty sprinkle atop a rice pudding, was once worth more than its equivalent weight in gold. The same goes for cinnamon, one of the first spices traded in the ancient world when Indonesian rafts transported it to East Africa from Sri Lanka, from where local traders then carried it north to the Roman market. It was first the Portuguese, then the Dutch, who used the Cape of Good Hope as a stopping-off point and monopolized spice distribution for centuries. As technology improved and the world became faster and more impatient, shipping moved from sail power to steam. Journey time shortened, and advancements in technology such as onboard refrigeration meant that what had once been an obligatory stop at the southern tip of Africa was no longer required. When the Suez Canal opened for business in 1869, South Africa lost its global relevance. The world's interest might have ended there had it not been for the discovery of minerals. Within less than two decades, South Africa was once again at the centre of global attention with the diamond rush to the Northern Cape in 1870 and the discovery of the world's richest single gold deposit on the Witwatersrand in 1886. The country became a magnet for a wide range of fortune hunters, opportunists, rogues and warmongers. Those discoveries led to the creation of the most advanced economy in Africa. While they generated extraordinary wealth, they also laid the groundwork for conflict, bloodshed, and a system of violent political repression. South Africa remains the favoured entry point to the sub-Saharan region for multinationals looking to exploit the multitude of business opportunities that are presented by the continent's young, upwardly mobile, and rapidly growing population. The region provides one of the most exciting consumer opportunities on the planet, and South Africa could once again become a vital link for global opportunity and expansion. But that role is by no means guaranteed as an accident-prone nation struggles to define itself in a highly competitive global environment. The swagger South Africa demonstrated on the global stage in the first 15 years of its young democracy, starting in 1994, is all but gone. A decade of widespread private sector-aided state corruption emptied the national coffers and pushed an already strained economy deeper into debt than at any other point in its long history. Tax collection plummeted amid falling business and consumer confidence. While foreign investment flows stalled, South African citizens who could afford it focused on offshoring as much of their wealth as possible, worried about the future value of the currency, and wary that the government might seek to nationalize private wealth. Despite the real and legitimate worries about the future of South Africa, the country has a strong legacy of creative problem-solving. In most cases, it's been country-specific, and not all ideas transcend borders, but some do, and their creators are among the finest business builders anywhere. Ideas, like plans, are worthless without effective execution. How often have you seen a product or come across a service and berated yourself for not developing your own similar concept? It's much harder to execute and deliver on an idea than simply dream one up. It's one of the greatest failings in the thinking around what makes entrepreneurs. The difference between them and the rest of us is that they deliver their big idea rather than waiting for the right time, the right